This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, December 21st, 2012, the first day of winter. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by our contributing listeners and by Malco Theaters, offering birthday parties, special events, and group rates for individuals and businesses. More information available on the web at malco.com.
Ahead on the program, the End of the World concert, well, one of them anyway, is tonight at Rogers Little Theater. Earl and them will be on stage, and Earl Kate talks to us about his years of playing guitar with his brother, of being on American Bandstand, and more. Plus, Gibson baskets have been part of the local tapestry for more than 100 years. We'll spend an afternoon with Terry Gibson, a fourth-generation basket artist.
First, after being in elected office for 22 years and in Congress the last 12, 4th District Congressman Mike Ross is retiring. In an interview with Talk Business, he shared what he feels are some of his achievements.
I'm proud that we, during my time there, we raised the minimum wage, we cut student loan interest rates in half, we passed the single largest increase in veterans health care funding in the history of the VA. So those are in keeping America safe in this post-9/11 era.
Congressman Ross says he and his family chose to return to Arkansas, where he will be working for Southwest Power Pool, a nonprofit electricity transmission coordinator in Little Rock.
I had a lot of job opportunities in Washington where I could have made a lot more money, but there's more to life than money. Arkansas is home. I'm a fifth-generation Arkansan. I love this state. I love to hunt. I love to fish. I love to go to Razorback football games. My family and I made a conscious decision to stay here in Arkansas because we love the state, we love its people, and like I said, there's a lot of ways to serve your state without putting your name on the ballot, and I look forward to being a part of that group.
Congressman Ross's final term in the U.S. House of Representatives will end in January. We'll have more from Roby Brock's conversation with Congressman Ross on a future edition of Ozarks at Large.
It has been 1 week since the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe has declared today a day of mourning in Arkansas to remember those who lost their lives at Sandy Hook Elementary School. A moment of silence was observed at 9:30 this morning. At that time, churches and government buildings across the state that were able to rang their bells for 26 times for the students and teachers who were killed at Sandy Hook Elementary. With the holiday giving season upon us, the governor also wants Arkansans to remember disadvantaged children and families in the state. In his weekly radio address this morning, the governor commended a large-scale fundraising and expansion effort by the Little Rock-based Our House, a program that provides housing, job training, and education and child care for working homeless families.
The work of charitable organizations like Our House is now more important than ever. The number of people in homeless families living in suburban and rural America rose nearly 60% during the recent Great Recession. In fact, more than 1 million school children are now homeless in our nation, with almost 19,000 of those children living in Arkansas.
Governor Beebe says one of the great things about Arkansas is that it's small enough to feel like a tight-knit community, and Arkansans know the best opportunity they can give to the children of their state is to ensure that they're well-fed, sheltered, and healthy.
Springdale City and business leaders yesterday joined Walmart officials in announcing plans for a new supercenter in the city. The 180,000-square-foot store will be built on Elm Springs Road between Interstate 540 and Oak Grove Road. The large-scale development plans for the site include 11 smaller lots surrounding the planned Walmart, and those 11 lots could be future homes of restaurants and other retail establishments. According to a release by the Springdale Chamber of Commerce, the new store will result in about 300 new jobs in the city, and the building is the largest store currently being built by the retail giant.
Today may not be the end of the world, but it is the final day of the year that most offices, buildings, and operations will be open on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville. Though the campus is officially on winter break until January 2nd, some students and staff will remain on campus through the break. The handful of student athletes, international and other students that remain on campus through the break will be far from alone on campus. University of Arkansas police officers will be working through the break, and some U of A housing and facilities management staff will remain on duty to make sure that maintenance and essential operations continue through the holiday.
The Razorback baseball team is just under 2 months away from its season opener against Western Illinois on February 15th, but the team is already being recognized as one of the top college baseball teams in the nation. In its preseason poll, Collegiate Baseball Newspaper ranked Arkansas number one out of the top 40 college baseball teams in the country. This marks the first time that the Razorbacks will start the season as the nation's top team. In addition, juniors Dominic Ficicello, Ryan Stanek, and Colby Suggs were named Louisville Slugger preseason All-Americans. Arkansas finished last season with a third-place appearance at the College World Series and a 46-22 record.
56 days away from the first pitch. Clear tonight. Lows will be around 28 throughout the KUAF listening area. Tomorrow, clear with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows around 43.